Motti pills and...
Halachas of the 9 days. Chazal tell us, kolam mis'abal Yerushalayim, zoich v'roi v'simchosei, anyone who's mis'abal k'roi, we feel the churban in the way we should feel. Zoich v'roi v'simchosei, everyone's b'zoich to see, b'zimitlach ha'shlish, we daven for every day. Kolam mis'abal, those are mis'abal Yerushalayim, the other ones that we'll see, v'shmur in the introduction to Hilchos Ta'anis, Hilchos Tisha B'Av says that we're mis'abal, because we did what our ancestors did many of years, which we continue to do, we're holding no better than they were. The Mele, just like his ministers, was destroyed because the Averis is not being rebuilt because of ours. We know called Dor Shai Nivne B'Smidosh B'Yomov, Kulin Lechra B'Yomov. Any Dor was never built. It was like it was destroyed. Which means if we would be around now, in times of the Beis Mikdash, then this morning it would have been destroyed. And the same with the day before. Every day, if we had the Beis Mikdash been around, it would have been destroyed because of the level we're holding on. Is like us, mamish destroyed today. The Gaon, at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchos Tisha B'Av says, brings the Gemara in Bava Metzia that says, when the Churban happened, they said every day, no one's going to have meat, no one's going to have wine, no one's going to have music. And they realized that Tzibur couldn't live without that. It was too hard. So they confined it all to 3 weeks or 9 days. But really, these halachas, they really wanted to be the whole year, all around the year, with these halachas. We do it now in these days, at least these days we should try and get it right, because this is the cheap way out of what should have really been having proper velas the whole our whole lives. From the 3 weeks Shivas of Tam was ready, dancing, music, chasnas, haircuts, change shechion, all these things are ready also. And our velas becomes intensified with Rosh Chodesh Av, the 9 days that we're currently in. Now there's many, many halachas to get to the 9 days. To go through all of them will take us hours. The Bach says that the halachas of the 9 days, says, are the least known halachas of any halachas and the most confused. Which is that, as I go around and see, people have most funny questions come up because the Gedorim are very unclear and many shailas are very hard to know exactly what to do. And you see different forms, see different things. Very unclear. They're very confusing halachas and very unclear what exactly to do in many scenarios. So we'll go through the basics to try and cover as much as we can with the time we've got. Mishnichas Av Mamayatim B'Simcha, the Shulchan Aruch says, comes in the Gemara in Tainis, we're Mayan Simcha. What? How are we Mayan Simcha? So the Shulchan Aruch gives us a Gedorim. The first thing he mentions is not to have a court case with a goy, because we have bad mazel, our mazel is down. The Acharonim say, anything you do now, you're doing with bad mazel. Most people want to buy a house. So to buy a house, in many scenarios, many situations, is going to be mutter. You have a head to buy a house, to have offer, to other reasons to be mutter to buy a house. But you should know you're buying a house when your mazel is down. So you're about to start this lifelong time still living in this house with bad mazel. Therefore, it's kedai. If you can do anything major like buying a house, things like that, you push off. Because just like the court case, you push off because of bad mazel. Anything which is going to make a big difference, a big decision in your life, kedai not to do now because of bad mazel. But this is the thing Machalim Mishmur starts off, brings the Mogan Avraham, who says, Aim Samchim Klau. No Simcha at all. But then there are different shittas here, doesn't mean going down, doesn't mean no Simcha at all. It's Machalim, when does it end? It says, Mishnichas Av, Mamayatim Simcha, when does it end? When does it go till the whole year? Till Ador goes back up. So there's the three Machalim already, the Brim Gadim brings the Mogan Avraham, whether it ends on Tu B'Av, whether it ends on Tisha B'Av, whether it ends at the end of Chodesh Av, beginning of Elul. Different shits when, which is bringing it around again. Someone who's got a court case, someone had a problem with his benefits, he had a tribunal, and he wanted to know, pushed off, when did he push off till? Some holidays, after some holidays, the community again, when exactly you push off these things till, because you don't want to go when you got bad mazel. Well, there's three shits mainly, it's either Tubov, Tishabov, or Tishabov, Tubov, or this. So the best is you avoid the love, if you have to, you do it again, but definitely not before Tishabov. Then there's Shua Shechal Boy, which gets more intensified than Avelis, that's been Sfadim. They keep many of the halachas that we keep, already from Shchedesh, they keep from Shua Shechal Boy. The Maisa, even for Ashkenazim, there's three differences between Shua Shechal Boy and the whole 9 days, the beginning of the 9 days, which means the difference between this week and next week. all three differences. First difference is, any kids under bar mitzvah, you're allowed to wash clothes for if it's not Shavuot Shechabai. That means this week, any kids under bar mitzvah, you wash their clothes, no problem. Next week, it's only kids that dirty their clothes, which is till age of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on what shirt you go with, depending on your kids, roughly around there. But this week, you do till bar mitzvah age, no problem. Second difference is, if you make a Sudas mitzvah, a bris, something like that, you're allowed to invite as many guests as you like this week. Next week it's only a minion, besides those you would invite anyway. And the last tough commander is someone who's only got one shirt, one clothes, in there, cholik echad, the way Chazal refer to it, he's got no other option, he's stuck. Such a person is okay to wear this fresh clothes this week, but not next week. So they can go to a hotel, give you fresh bedding. Can you sleep in the fresh bedding? So if it's this week, you've got in of Einu Ele Cholik Echad, this is all you got, you're stuck out there in the middle of nowhere. You haven't got any other option with bedding that isn't fresh, therefore you'd be allowed to be makel to sleep in the bedding. Next week you go to a hotel and they give you fresh bedding, much more complicated, because if it's Shavuot Shechabai, you don't have the head of Einu Ele Cholik Echad. What do you do? Either bring your bedding with you. There is the head of standing on it, which is very, very shaky. It comes from the Keren Shlomo, you're a deer. He's the only shit that brings it. The other even chulik with it. Many say pshat means al karka oilam. You put it outside and outside ground, not on inside floor. So the whole thing is very, very shaky. It's not really worn arachem at all. And we should not rely on it. If your mum is stuck, there's no option. Maybe get a kid to sleep in it first, and then it won't be fresh. There are different answers, but the best is you avoid it. Again, you go to the mikvah, give you a towel, can use a fresh towel. So if it's this week and you didn't bring your own towel, use a fresh towel, in a chalakai, there's nothing else. Unless you want to use the guy who just went out. If you're that brave, great. If you're not, you'd have the hetar. Next week you want to go to the mikvah and give you a towel. It's much more complicated because in a chalakai, there's no hetar in Shavuot Shechabai. So you got to always watch out. You head around, you just want to tell me the mikvah. This morning, on the chashid in town were there, and he said to him, I brought my own towel. The guy says, okay, very nice. And then in close afternoon, in the middle of the week, he says, just chat what he meant. It just hit him what the guy meant. He bought his own towel. It was the 9 days, and he didn't want to use the towel in the mikvah, which would be fresh. So you got to watch out. This week there is grounds to be makel, next week not. Shopping, buying new stuff the 9 days, anything which is not needed for absolute essential living, all those extra things that you could do without, that you can't buy in the 9 days. So if you need to buy, what's a good example? You need a new pot. Okay, not something here, but a bunch of pots. You need something which is necessary now. I haven't wanted to buy anything extra. Ramosha discusses a car. Because if your car broke, you're stuck. You'll get to work. If you have a car, you can buy a new car. Because again, you need it for actual living. If you have a car, you want to buy a second car. Someone asked me today about buying tiles. He wants to retile his kitchen. And now he found tiles on offer. So, okay, shall have offered. But it's a little bit, it's hard to say with tiles. Because on one hand, he obviously needs them. He's buying them. He said he needs them. Okay, don't know if he does or doesn't. If they're an extra or not. But if they're essential, on the other hand, could be, you know, you can wait. As long as he's putting them up now, because binyan, is anything going to be also? So these get very hard nitty-gritty shiners, what you can buy, what you can't buy. So I want to know this afternoon about a Shabbos kettle. The Shabbos kettle broke, so that, of course, is mutter. You need it. Anything which you need for day-to-day living is mutter. Things you manage without will be also. Same with redoing your house. Painting, you can live fine without painting. So painting, of course, is going to be also. All these things which are extras. La Moshe, this guy with his kitchen, retiling his kitchen now, would be also because you could manage in your kitchen fine. But to put down the surface in your kitchen that you're going to need, or if your oven breaks, put a new oven on, a new oven and will be okay. But an extra, someone wants to put a third bathroom and he has another one, if you can manage without it, it's fine. If he's got a big mishpacha and he can't. So that's always the case with buying stuff, redoing your house, planting your garden. Someone asked me this morning, and putting down seeds of grass in your grass seeds in the garden. Is that called planting? Is it not called planting? If it's got a din of planting with Yesh Simcha, then it'd be awesome because you can manage without it. But if you couldn't manage without it, then it's a fancy circumstance. If you could, your hedge is completely overgrown, you can't get out. You wanted to shave your hedge down because you can't live without it. But anything which is an extra is also to buy, also to build, also doing your garden in the 9 days. Moving house is also awesome unless you're stuck. Your tenancy ends, you've got to move to the next house, be mutter. But just to move down to a bigger house when it's not absolutely essential, again, you don't do the 9 days, you push off. Business, the Gemara Shulchan Aruch say that really, Mamayatim B'mas Matam, we are Mamayatim business, which means you work 9 hours, these days you'll work 8 hours. The Mamayatim Gemara Taz, and many in the Isakim, which Shmura Brink says, that today's all Chayisha. We all, in Golas, you need as much money as we can. You see what goes on, there's many court cases, many problems, many times the Goyim called Saras. So the Yidden need to be always spare cash for all situations that can arise. Because of that, it's mutter to do as much business as you like in the 9 days. So someone who's got plenty should try and be married a bit. But the etzem, normal business can carry as usual, except business which is masamatan shal simcha, you sell fancy stuff, jewelry, candlesticks. So usually there's no one buying anyway because then it's also to buy. But if you're the guy selling, that you should take a bit married, close the shop a little bit earlier to show the availers that we don't sell the varm of simcha in the 9 days. Building work, we said, you can only do what's absolutely essential, anything extra you can't. If you have a contract with the goy and the contract started before the 9 days, so from Rosh Chodesh you're finished, you don't know, you don't care, you're running about your own life, and the goy is doing the building, which was contracted before the 9 days, that's okay. There is mashmos in the bach, though, that if you're on site, as generally happens when it's your own house, and you tell the builder to do this and do that, and that's wrong, this is wrong, there the strong grounds to say that would be also. It's hard to say, clearly it's also, but it's very mustabatasa, because again, you're involved in the building, even though it's contracted, and you've got to build you this room, but seeing as you're asking it every step along the way, you're watching and telling him what to do, that'd be asa. Well, close to be asa, you'd have to ask a shayla, be muta. But if it's something which you're doing on another property, which you're not dealing with, you don't know, you don't care, you're not there, you don't know, that's fine, as long as it was, you had a proper contract before the 9 days, no problem at all. You can't build, just like your goy can't build, so the same things, maybe he can't, you can't do. Then you come to the shayla of, oh no, printed the same page twice. The shayla of meat in the 9 days. Meat is also in the 9 days. Someone asked me just now, he works in a restaurant in London, and he told me his mamish sab alachem, there's no option here. So he'll become a safadi, whatever you want, he's got to eat his meat. Can he eat his meat? So I told him, Ashkenazim from Rosh Chodesh, there's nothing doing, there's no meat. This guy is pretty stuck. Really, the only heta is going to be a sudas mitzvah, bris, something like that. It's going to be a mitzvah. Bar mitzvah, even bar mitzvah, is a discussion in the boys' game, the mice, the mekel. Bar mitzvah's not got dinner, but mam sudas mitzvah. The mice will make a sudas mitzvah. This guy in the restaurant, he's stuck, he's not going to be able to have his meat. Bechayel. Sorry? Right, all pots, microwaves, ovens, that's always going to be okay, there's no problem at all. Even if there'd be meat in your food, if there's 60 times against it, no shishim, there's never a problem, then it's okay, it's like it's not there. Chavachem, by blias, b'chlam, no problem. Use your meaty kelim, no problem. But to eat meat itself, chicken, all these things are awesome. Wine as well. We don't drink wine, again, tovah shal simcha. The big child everyone wants to know is always have dollar. So then, the boys can say, if you have a child, who any kid, who's the age of chinuch for brachas, he understands he's being boy paragafen on the wine, but he's not the age of Avelus. Avelus is a much more delicate sort of topic, and the age of chinuch is going to be older. They give a rough estimate between 7 and 9, barach is the age. Such a kid, he can drink the wine, you make the agafen, he drinks it. Lemaisa, you don't have to find a kid, and even if you do have a kid that age, you can drink it as well, it's no problem. It's better to give it to him, but it's because of chumra, be'etzem, and therefore there's no problem. Really, strictly speaking, it's no problem for you to drink it. And many times, if you're not sure if the kid's the right age, he understands that Agofen, he's not sure, he doesn't know. Drink it yourself, avoid the whole problem. White grapes is the same din. Grapes usually will have the same din. Well, there's more than one reason for meat, more than one reason for wine. Because Agav's Nefesh, the Simcha, the Karbonos in the battle, which is wine and meat, there's the Simcha. There's many reasons why it's given. Whiskey, beer, that's all fine, drink as much as you like. But wine, grape juice, that's the problem. If someone did make a bracha on a schnitzel or a cup of wine, what do you do then? So then the boys can say, drink or eat a tiny, tiny bit of it, just to shouldn't be a bracha la'atala. But then stop, don't carry on, don't finish the whole schnitzel. Cleaning the floor, that's going to be mutter. Erev Shabbos for sure, and Erev Zohar is a minute not to. Erev Shabbos is mutter, even though you can't clean the begodim, you can clean the floor. Cutting nails, so in Shavuot Shechalboi, when Noik Issa, but in the week before, which is this week, especially Erev Shabbos, which is always not going to be Shavuot Shechalboi, that's going to be mutter, to cut nails this week, and even next week, it's Machlokes among Rambam and Taz, there is room to be mekel, but Lechatchila, the last time you do it is Erev Shabbos this week, and then again after Tishba. Washing clothes, there's issa to wash clothes, and with washing is the issa of ironing, all goes together usually. To wash clothes, any clothes there's issa to wash, we said children is okay under bar mitzvah this week, and next week, from the age where they sort of keep themselves clean, it would be awesome. It applies to all clothes, towels, bedding, regular clothes people wear, all these things, tablecloths, Another thing will be also to wash during these days. All these things will be also. If you're a guest, you spoke earlier, you're going to run into problems because you want a fresh bedding. You got to work it out, get a kid to sleep there or something, and avoid. Yeah, also, only Shabbos. Shabbos, everything's mutar. Except, there's only one exception. People are unaware about this, comes to Maril, and Mishpura brings it, and that is bedding. Bedding is the only thing you got to last out the whole 9 days with, and there's no change of bedding even for Shabbos. But tablecloths is okay, towels are okay, and clothes are okay to change for Shabbos. Polishy shoes. Ramosha says, to polish your shoes you can do the whole 9 days, but to shiny shoes, interesting, Chilik says only for Shabbos. So the polish to make them just black, make them stronger blacks, okay? To make them shine, more choshev, that's for Shabbos. Use a dryer's okay, a brush hat, to brush your hat's okay. These things are not got real care to have cleaning. What's going to make them? Wearing fresh clothes, here gets a little bit tricky. L'maisa, we're after a shchedesh, so whatever you've got, it isn't fresh, you've got whatever you have and you haven't. So there's not such an afkamina. But again, bedding is going to be a problem even if you go away. Even on Shabbos you can't have fresh bedding. Towels in the mikvah, you got to watch out. Sorry, again, this head of standing on is a very shaky head up. But if you're stuck, you're allowing it. The marshal, if you got anyone going to business in a hotel, he's going to use the bedding anyway, there is no option, then at least stand on it, at least do that. But like at chila, you avoid it and don't rely on standing on the bedding because it's very shaky whether it does or doesn't work. Kids wearing fresh clothes under a mitzvah they make, if they're under the age of Avelus in Shalayim, which is under the age of 9, you could for sure be makel. Shabbos, Chazoin, wearing Shabbos clothes, we know is also in the 9 days. It comes to sticky situations like engagements, even bar mitzvahs. I was by a Rav in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago, and someone called him up and said he's making a bar mitzvah for his son. Can he, the father of the bar mitzvah boy, wear Shabbos clothes? So he said, what about the actual bar mitzvah? Can he wear Shabbos clothes? So I said, no, I'm not asking you about him. Him, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm asking about myself, can I wear Shabbos clothes? So even the bar mitzvah boy is very questionable. An engagement, also very questionable, is it isn't really got a dinner for Simcha. Bris is Mefurish Mutar for those connected to the Bris, the father, standing at the Moil. But an engagement isn't really got a dinner for Suda Simcha. Been to engagements before in the 9 days where the Chasna Kala were in the regular weekday clothes. There are those that can be makel sometimes. Again, you got to ask Kishan and find out. But Shabbos clothes, Be'etams, is it to wear it during the 9 days? Shabbos is Mutar. There are more asses, but we're like Hetet wear Shabbos clothes. But you should put it on as late as possible. Sometimes you be mishuk late, but say for mechon ketano, shouldn't put it on too early. And Motzei Shabbos, you can keep on as long as you like. The issue is to put on the Shabbos clothes. Once they're on, you can keep them on. However, once you take it off, you can't put it back on. So one time we spoke to Reb Chaim Knievsky one Shabbos Chazayin by Mariv, and he was a chassid shiur. He had this stramel, which is clearly nikkas for Shabbos. The hat, you could say, it's questionable. Shabbos week, the stramel is very clear. And he was talking to him after Mariv. When he finished talking to him, Reb Chaim said, "Don't put your stramel back on." Because you don't have to take Shabbos clothes off once the Shabbos. But once they're off, you can't put them back on. You can't take your hand jacket off, and then you want to make Abdullah. Put your hand jacket back on, again, you can't do that. It's going to be weekly clothes. So the option is keep on your Shabbos clothes. If you have an engagement once the Shabbos, great. Keep them on, don't take them off. Once you take them off, you're stuck, there's no putting them back on.
Listen to tomorrow, once